One of the biggest challenges facing investors today is how safe their money is. You know, everybody gets excited and they get a little bit greedy, if you would, about the great rates of return, but oftentimes they fail to ask themselves, how can I keep my money safe? And this report is going to address just that. I'm going to give you six ways to minimize your risk and keep your money certainly a lot safer than if you didn't use these six ways. So pay close attention here. The first thing is the type of property that's involved in the transaction. So if you loan money to a private investor, certainly you don't ever want to take it back, but you can if you had to, if a deal goes bad. So the question is, if you did take it back, plan for the worst, obviously, you know, could you resell the property? Well, you're going to be able to resell a residential property a lot easier than you would, say, a piece of undeveloped land in the middle of Wyoming. Why? Because there's more potential buyers for the residential property than there is for the land in the middle of Wyoming. So pay attention to that, the type of property. Make sure that if the deal goes south, that there's a way for you to resell the property and recapture your money. Now, that goes into something else that's very, very important here, which is the loan to value. The problem in the industry right now, as we see it, is a lot of banks loaned literally 90, 95, 100% and more against properties so that when properties devalued, they were upside down. You don't want to do that. So the thing that you're going to do to minimize your risk is to pay attention to loan to value. My suggestion is that you never loan more than 70 to 75% of the value of the property after it's repaired. So if someone's fixing up the property, you're going to look at the after repaired value, but you don't ever want to get more than 70 to 75%. That way, if you do have to resell the property, you can turn around and do so and have a very good likelihood of recouping all your cash. That said, how do you know what the property's worth? Well, number three way to protect your investment is to get an appraisal of the property, or in this case, what I would do is I would have the real estate investor get the appraisal, make them pay for it, and find out what the true market value is of the property if it had to be resold. Now, there's a couple different kinds of appraisals. You can get what's called a full-blown appraisal, which is the whole kit and caboodle, or you can have a real estate agent go out and give their best opinion of value, which is called a broker's price opinion, or a BPO. I think that a full appraisal is probably a little stronger than a BPO. At the same time, if you're only loaning 40 or 50% loan to value, you don't need a full appraisal. A BPO would be very acceptable. That said, you also want to look at the occupancy, whether it's occupied by the person who came to you for the money or whether they're investing and using it as an investment vehicle. Now, I will say this, in many states, owner-occupied properties can get tied up a lot. Most of the private lenders that I know only loan on investor properties or properties that the individual is going to fix up and then resell or perhaps rent out. So I want you to really keep that in mind. That's very important. You also do not want to have your money tied up, in my opinion, again, for longer than 36 months at a time. You can certainly put a possible extension in there, but 36 months is a pretty good time period and certainly a lot less if you want your money to be more liquid. And then finally, you want to make sure that you protect your position with the proper documentation that you run through a third-party company, whether it's a title company that closes the transaction for you or an attorney. And certainly you want to have yourself protected by getting the note, which is the evidence of the debt or the IOU, getting a publicly filed deed of trust or mortgage, and also title insurance and hazard insurance. And for more questions and information, be sure and contact the person on this website.